Blog Talk Radio.
Diamond on the Rough Show with Charlie Alejandro and Chris / Mountain Man. How's everybody doing tonight? That was our amazing, one of our amazing guests, Amanda McCarthy.
I have is one question we haven't even gotten into interviews yet is why is that child not signed? That's all I got to say.
Exactly.
I'm done. We can stop the show right now. Signing off. Bye. Have a great week. I made my point.
Okay. You made your point. Now you're leaving us, huh?
I did. I came. I made my point, and now I am gone.
Wow. That is just an amazing song.
See, it is, and the funny thing is that people don't realize she wrote that. She wrote that song.
Wow.
And
wow.
She wrote the music to it as well, the lyrics and the music.
She's a talented young lady, and I
cannot
wait to talk to her again. It's been what, at least a year or so that she's.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, it's been over a year. Mhm.
Wow.
I have a total random comment to make.
Wow.
You know how Valentine's Day on Monday?
Yes.
Well, I'm not a big candy eater. But there's two times a year that I become like a candy addict. And Valentine's Day is one of them. And no, I'm not endorsing them. I don't get paid for this. But I know, right? You and I are always like putting plugs in for people. There's this candy. You know the sweetheart candies? They come in the little boxes with the hearts?
Yes, I
well,
do.
Well, they have this brand called Dazzle Hearts. No, Dazzled Tarts.
Okay.
I'm like addicted to these things. It's like that time of year where like my hubby's so sweet, he goes out and he'll stockpile them for me, like give me a bunch of boxes. It's like,
wow.
I don't know what's in them. That's the only reason I like Valentine's Day, because that's the only time of year I can find
at least, here's one thing that I look at, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to harp on you or your husband or whatever, but I have not been able to get out in, like, 2 months around the city of Lowell,
right,
Massachusetts. Due to all of the snow that we have gotten throughout our time the last couple of months, it has been very hard. I finally had contacted the city and asked them about what they're going to do about plowing the sidewalk up close to where I live so I can get out. Because I am a wheelchair user. No, they knew that I was not happy, and they had to. I talked to them earlier this week, and I had called them today, and they had it sent to someplace. Or the DPW here in Lowell, the request to have the area plowed. So a wheelchair or anybody who is walking on Westford Street can at least walk on the sidewalk, because they have about maybe 5-6 feet of snow still on the sidewalk as of earlier this afternoon.
Well, let me tell you, today this morning was funny because my husband and I were leaving the house, and there's this guy from his city, and it's so cool. And it's cool because my husband was kind of very nice about the way he handled it. There's this guy piling, like, mountains of snow on our front lawn. Like, he's taking it from the other side of the street and plowing it and dumping it on our front lawn. So we're like,
oh,
dude,
yes,
are you
serious? I remember this one.
Yeah, no, and it was like, are you serious? But then my husband very nicely went over and said, hello, what are you doing? And I guess the guy said that what the city had to do, because the snow's been so ridiculously huge amounts, they literally had to pay someone to plow it, put it in huge piles, and then they're going to have to, they brought a truck in to plop it into these trucks to get it out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, because they have nowhere to put it. The guy said, he's like, literally, we have nowhere to put it. So they had to do that. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I felt bad because at first we're like, of course, you want to go fight the guy because you don't want to be rude. But it was like, really? You're just going to dump that in front of us? But that's why they had to do it, because he says, we have nowhere to put it. He's like, they literally ran out of room. And it's funny you brought that up, because he says they've had areas where they have the elderly and people with disabilities, and he's like, we literally have nowhere to put it. So the city has had to contract these big trucks to have to come in and take the snow away, because they have nowhere to put it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
On that note, I'm going to update everybody. My chat room is still, I don't know what it's doing. It's doing something funky. I can't even see it. I don't know if there's any. Do you see anybody in the chat room?
Well, I see Miss Deborah Skadoodle. Yes, 7971. And Infamous Angel. How you doing? She says hello to the both of us.
Okay, great.
And,
well, do you have anybody else? Because I have a few people over here. It's kind of like they're splitting up. It's the same chat room, but I don't know what's going on. So So I'm going to have to reboot my chat room. Get everybody up.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it, and I'm going to have to do the... But that's going to boot one of us out if I do it in one the way I'm thinking.
I wouldn't reboot yet. Just I'll reboot. Yes, I know. For those of you that just came in, we're talking about rebooting because we're having problems on our chat room. It's
well,
the weather. Anyway, real quick, let me just tell everybody, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. We have an amazing show today. We're going to have the phenomenal Anthony Garcia, who's a dancer, beat maker. We have some of his beats that he sent us that he makes. So if there's any singers out there or buying rappers that are looking for great beat makers, Anthony's your man. Not only that, he can definitely bust the move. We've got some videos that you can check out on our segment page, which is on www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman WMN. You can check it out there on our segment page. Also, we're going to have the phenomenal Amanda McCarthy. She's a phenom. She's 17 now, ripe old age of 17. And if you turned in from the beginning, that was her singing the song Ignite. Not only does she sing, she plays the guitar, and she writes her own music and does her own lyrics. So that's what you got to hear was the phenomenal Amanda McCarthy. They're going to be calling in a little bit. I don't know which order they're going to be calling in. I think Anthony's going to come in first. We're going to grab Amanda, or knowing Debbie, we'll just bring the whole family, and it'll be a family event. Mountain Man, could you kindly give our guest the call-in number? As the chat room has gone on my end, and let them know what the call-in number is.
Hold up here, people. Hold up. Because we've got people going... I've got my board going crazy over here. I got...
I know, it's been crazy, and we ask everybody to kind of bear with us. The weather has really, for some bizarre reason, affected all the electronics in the studio, and we're there. Kind of hang in there, get it going. So while he's figuring it out, the number, just want to let you know, next week we're going to have the amazing Paul Bellevue. He's an actor. He's the voice of NPR News, New Hampshire. He's going to be on our show next Thursday. And also... surprise guest, which I'm so excited about, the Dynamo, Shelly Nunchuck. And again, we haven't had her as a guest in a while. She did call in on our New Year's Day show, but haven't had her as an exclusive guest in a while. I'm really excited. She's up to a lot of really cool things in her life. So I'm excited about that, having them. The week after that, we're going to have Kerry O'Donnell and her crew from Oxytown, USA, a movie that's going to be filmed in the Massachusetts, New Hampshire area this coming spring, summer, and looking forward to that. Not only, I like the way it says, it's not just a movie, it's a movement. So we're going to have that going on. Mutt Man, give him the number. I think I lost Mutt Man. See, I'm here all alone, all by myself. Anyway. As Mountain Man tries to figure out what's going on, I just want to remind everybody that we have our chat room. So if you come on down, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywomanWMN, you can join us, listen to the show. You can listen to us on iTunes. You can listen to us on your phone. Or you can go into the chat room, join everybody else that's in there. If you have comments, questions, or concerns, you can call us in. And as soon as Mountain Man can bring the segment up, back up, we'll make sure we give you guys the number. The call-in number is 347-989-1473. That's for you to call us into the studio. Questions, concerns, comments, we'd love to hear from you. Another thing that we have been doing in the past is we have a daily or a weekly, because we're a weekly show, we have a contest. Last time, the one that won it was Mark St. Louis, so we're going to have him call later on tonight. We're going to get him ready to go because he actually won a 15-minute segment as a co-host on the show. So you'll be hearing from him in the next month or so as we get him into the studio and get him to come in and do his thing. Oh, my goodness. I hope everybody has had an amazing week. I know for me it's been kind of crazy. It's a lot of family stuff going on, some good, some not so good, but, you know, you deal with it. And one of the things that I'd like to leave everybody with, to start the show with, is one of the things that I've noticed that, and we have talked about this in the past, it's so easy for us to get so bogged down and just focus on the bad stuff. Like, we constantly get bombarded with, you know, we were talking earlier about, okay, we've had bad weather. It's been a big problem for some people. Mountain Man has mentioned how for him, it's affected his ability to be mobile and to move around and that kind of stuff. So we could focus on that, just the fact that we're limited in the things that we do. Another thing we can get bogged down with, mistakes of the past. Could have been a better mother, better sister, better cousin, better aunt, better whatever. And we can just sit there and beat ourselves up over it. And really don't accomplish much because all we're doing is really beating ourselves up over it and not getting much done. Or we could say, you know what, enough of that. I'm actually going to focus on what can I do about it today. Maybe I can write a letter. Maybe I can make a phone call to someone that I haven't talked to in a long time. A lot of cool things we could do to make sure that instead of making it regrets, make some memories. Think of ways to turn it around and go from there. Mountain Man, you're back. Was on the moon.
Yes, I am. Yes. I've been trying to figure. We got a full board here, and I've been trying to make sense of who's who here.
I was all lonely. I'm like, where'd he go? He left me.
No,
you know,
I didn't leave you. I was trying to get everything straightened up here.
Well,
so,
I'm glad someone has it straightened out because I can't see diddly squat on my end.
Oh, you
so
can't see diddly
I'm
squat?
I'm flying on blind faith over here that everything is hunky-dory. So I'm switching over to try to get the chat room to come up on my end so I can see it. But in the meantime, Mountain Man, do you want to welcome whoever's in the chat room? And I know that you can't see everybody that's in the chat room because some of the people are showing up on my end and some on yours, so we'll get them all in there soon enough. But in the meantime, why don't you say you're welcome?
Well, I've got a bunch of people on our waiting on hold here. And I know the first couple of callers, I know we've got Anthony in there. And I wasn't able to really see who the other two to three callers were.
It's all good. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out, though. I'm going to start with the...
Why don't you bring Anthony on? We'll get going. And while I'm chatting with Anthony, we will figure out the chat room. It's all good, people. We're trained professionals.
All right.
This is
we're
what gonna we
bring
do.
In Anthony. Hopefully this one is Anthony. So.
Oh, too funny.
Hello, Anthony. Are you
Hello?
Here?
Hello?
Hi, Anthony.
Oh, finally, I can be heard.
Yes, I apologize about that. I
was
screaming you earlier.
Oh, man, it's all good, just like Charlie was saying.
We're trained professionals. We know how to go with the flow here. You never know. You know, just like the Grammys, they have malfunctions. Clothes fall off during Super Bowl. We keep going.
Exactly.
That's the cool thing about radio, though. Yeah, hopefully no clothes are going to fall off tonight because we can't see it anyway. But it's all good. We're a family show, really. If you just cut in as I was saying that, it was a joke. Anthony, my man, I have been trying to get you on the show forever. How's it going?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
It's going good. I have to ask because I am so excited. I got to listen to some of the beats that you created, and I got to get you on it. First of all, how did you start getting into music? How old were you? A little background. Tell us about yourself.
All right, let's take it back like 10 years maybe.
Yeah, when he was, he's an old man way back in the day.
It's been a long time coming. I'm 17 right now, but I started dancing when I was like, when I was real little, maybe like 7, 8 years old, then I started taking dance classes and all that. And then I started writing music at 11 years old. And then I really got into it and stuff, and I was like, oh, I really like this. It was something that really caught my attention. So I really love music overall, so I started rapping, and then I've made many songs, and I think it was last year, maybe a year and a half ago, there's an Apple computer in my school. There's only one Apple computer, that's it, in the library, and I would sit there during classes, and I would make these beats on GarageBand, and I was like, oh, I gotta get this. So I saved up some money. Me and my mom, my sister, we pitched in, got a little computer, and that's when I started making all the beats.
That's amazing to me because listening to you, talking to you, if you hadn't said how old you were, the average listener out there listening to us wouldn't have had a clue. So if you said 10 years ago, they're like, oh, maybe early, in his early teens or whatever. So for you to have started being so passionate about music at such a young age, just kind of a testament of the kind of person you are, because it takes a lot of focus. Because I know, you're 7, you're 8, you're like, I want to be president, I want to be an astronaut, I want to be a dancer, and then next week it's like, I'm going to go be a soccer player or something else. And
yeah,
for you to have that
week
passion.
After that,
now,
I'm going to be a fireman.
Yeah, right. I have to ask you, because I, this is one of the things that is kind of my pet peeve, where there's kind of a stereotype and a double standard for something, where did you find it difficult, because you actually took dance lessons, you actually went somewhere to learn how to dance. Did you find it difficult being a guy taking dance lessons?
I did. I always felt like out of place because I went where my sister went when I was real, real younger. And I was like, oh, all these girls, like it's overwhelming and whatnot. And then I ended up going somewhere else where there was another boy. He was a little younger than me, though, but then I kind of got more comfortable there. But then he ended up leaving, and I was the only boy. But it's always been kind of weird, I was the only boy. Never really had any guys to socialize with,
Yeah, and I find that strange because I see so many guys, well, because my sons are in the music industry, I see so many great male dancers, like guy dancers, and there's always misconception that if you're a male dancer, you're gay. Not the case, and that's why I find
not
it...
Not at all.
No, and I find it hard, especially because we're talking more hip-hop, rough kind of, popping, all this kind of different stuff, and it's just, I find it so frustrating that when you do have a young boy that wants to learn these type of music or any type of dance, that fact, they have to really go through this stuff of almost proving themselves before they even start. And you're right, it's got to be very frustrating. How are you able to be able to stay with it and not kind of give into the peer pressure of, I'm a guy, I shouldn't be here because there's only girls?
Yeah, I don't know. I've always just been kind of my own person, and I really don't care what people think. And, growing up, my aunt Debbie, she actually first started teaching me how to dance and whatnot. That's something else, but pretty much I got past the stereotyping, because I know who I am and my friends know who I am, you know what I mean? And I've always been in the hip-hop area. It's never been, ballet and all this and, this and that. And, I don't know. It's just really never really been a problem. I mean, people have said stuff, but other than that, people really don't say it to my face, be like, oh, I'm going to go online and talk crap, And it's like, yeah, you don't have the cojones, to say it to me. Sorry, it's a family show. I didn't mean to say that.
No, that is funny because that's how I feel. I think it's hysterical. But you mentioned your friends. So did you feel any pressure from people who were your friends? Did they make fun of you, say anything, or did you kind of feel supported?
I've always been supported. I've never been rashed on by my friends. If not, I'd probably just hit them over the head or something,
I love it. There's not they wouldn't be a friend anymore, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, I know we've got one of your friends on with us listening right now.
Oh, yeah?
We got
Jordan waiting, and we also have Amanda waiting, so.
Oh, sweet. That's my cousin.
That's awesome.
And McCarthy,
well, you know what? Real quick, if you have a question for Anthony or a comment, not to tease him because then he's going to knock you out. But And not to mention, I wouldn't mess with him because his aunt, she's a tough cookie, hardcore. I wouldn't mess with her either.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't mess with Debbie. The call-in number, 1-347-989-1473, if you want to call and have questions or comments for Anthony. Also, the toll-free number, if you are incurring charges, you can call the toll-free number. It's 1-877-907-7217. You can also join us on Skype, Simon and the Rough Show, as well as on the segment page. You can come on down, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman. If you're kind of shy to be on the phone, feel free to jump on in the chat room and leave your questions there, and we'll get them to Anthony as well. My man, bring in the first caller.
All right. Well, we lost the first caller, so we're going to – I guess we'll bring in
and
welcome to the Diamond on the Rough Show. How you doing, Amanda?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. There she is.
Hey, Amanda, what's going on? It's like a family event all up in here. Do you have a comment or a concern for Anthony? A question. Oh, my goodness.
It's all good.
Did we lose Amanda? She's still there.
I'm still here.
Amanda. Oh. Okay.
So, Amanda, are you just joining us to join us, or are you hanging in here to bother Anthony?
No, I wouldn't want to bother him. He might, I don't know, hurt me or something.
Whoa, hold up. It's only my friend.
I'm just here to join.
That's awesome. For those of you that are just joining us, we have Anthony Garcia, who is a beat maker and a dancer at the ripe old age of 17, and his cousin Amanda, also ripe old age of 17. She's a singer. She plays the guitar, she's teaching herself how to play the piano, and she writes her own lyrics and her own music. Kind of like a family thing going on here. I'm really excited to have you guys because it's, you know, it's funny. You run into people that have talent, and there's that one that can really sing and can do something, and then not so much for the rest of the family. It's kind of cool when you kind of run into somebody that has more than one person that's talented. Question for Anthony. So, Anthony, you mentioned how you got into the dancing. When was the first time you danced publicly?
Not
for your family. I mean, like...
yeah. Like in front of a bunch of people and stuff.
Yeah.
I was in elementary school and I was trying out for the talent show. And I remember I put on like some NSYNC or something and I just started dancing, busting out. I think I was in second grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a video of this anywhere?
Huh?
Is there a video of this anywhere? I had no idea that ever happened.
No, there's no video, but the only video that I have when I was younger is Men in Black, and I dressed up in a suit and some shades, and I was like 9 years old on stage.
Oh my goodness! I would pay to see that. I would so pay to see that. So, Anthony, when you got up there, you were in second grade. You did your thing. How did it feel? Like how were you feeling at first, and then? What was the aftermath? How did you feel after?
In second grade?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. It was a long time ago, but I remember I was just overwhelmed just by being in front of all those people. But and then there was like judges and stuff. I don't know. It was just like it felt good, you know, because it was like a stress reliever too. Because you know, I never played football or anything. I was always into, like, the dancing scene. So that was kind of my stress reliever at the time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So when do you think it was the one time that after you performed or after you danced, you kind of knew, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life?
Sorry, say the beginning of the question again. I got the end, but not the beginning.
When do you think it was, you're so young, you're only 17, but when was that one time where you realized after a performance or after you danced or whatever that you realized, you know what, this is something that I can see myself doing for the rest of my life?
I think I was, I don't know, maybe these last couple of years I've really been and thinking about it, because I've always done it for fun. I never took it, like, you know, real serious, like, oh, this is my life, you know, or, like, I've always tried to I've always been in the normal mainstream of things, you know. That was just, like, something on the side, and I think, yeah, these last couple of years, I've really been like, motivated to like, want to make it into my life and, like, open a business for it. I actually just built a recording studio in my garage, and
really?
Yeah, and I'm going to see about going to college and taking some business courses and music business and stuff, and major in that, and then try to do something with all that. It's a lot of dreams, but I can make it happen if I put enough effort, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And what do you think was the catalyst that made you realize that this is something that you wanted to do? It wasn't just a hobby anymore or release stress for you. It was just something that you really saw yourself doing as a business.
I think it was because a lot of people I knew really liked what I was doing, and I inspired a lot of people. I inspired a lot of my friends too. Like, I've had many friends that I started to get rapping, or that, like, started dancing more and stuff like that. And I don't know. It was just when I seen other people, like, reflect back on, like I reflected off them. And then I saw what I've done, and I was like, okay, so if they really like what I've been doing, I must be somewhat good at what I'm doing, you know?
Right.
And then I feel like, you know, I really have that feeling, you know, like I have a good feeling about it. It's just hard to explain, you know?
Well, it is. I understand, because there's that moment in everybody's life who has a dream that's not the norm, where we really get to the point where we say, yeah, this is something that I see myself doing, even though maybe someone else doesn't. Or someone, they always ask that inevitable, well, how are you going to make money with that? Or who's going to listen to your music? Or who's going to listen to your show? Or who's going to watch you? So, and for us to be able to stand behind that, I think that's the catalyst for us, when we have that moment of commitment, where we know that no matter what everybody else says or does, it doesn't matter. This is what we're going to do. Now, I have to ask you, because you're at an advantage in a way, because you kind of come from a musical family, and you kind of come from all these influences within your own family. How has that been for you as far as a support system? Because I know it's difficult when sometimes it's just us. By the same token, I've seen the other spectrum, where I know people that do come from musical families, and it's not so good, because then you wind up kind of feeling pressured to go in maybe different genres or different ways that you wouldn't normally do. How has that worked for you, coming from the family that you come from?
Well, everyone in my family has always supported what I've done, even if, like, sometimes I've, you know, like, I've rapped, and, you know, there's things that I wouldn't want my family to hear, you know, when I'm rapping, but I've always put it out there. Yeah, right? I've always put it out there, and I always try to be as open as I can be about it, and they always support me no matter what. Same thing with Amanda. They always support Amanda. And, like, you know, it's mostly been, like, dance music that my family has loved. And, you know, like that pop, upbeat, and, you know, pop, hip-hop, it's not too different. It's not falling too far from the tree, whatever that saying is. I don't know.
Right.
But what was I going to say? But, yeah, pretty much all I can say is that they've supported me a lot, and I never had, like, any negativity from it, and that's pretty much it.
And do you think that's what helped you be able to be your own person, where it didn't matter that you were the only guy in dance class, or didn't matter what anybody else said or thought?
Yeah, I think it actually helped me a lot, because it made me be my own person, and it made me, like, be more of a leader, you know, and, like, instead of following people, you know, kind of make my own lead for other people, you know, just like what I was saying with inspiring other people and things like that. And, you know, I like, you know, I don't know, that's hard to explain. That's all I can get out of it.
It's very true, because it's funny you mentioned that about your family, because I know that when my boys started rapping, it's funny, they were younger, so, and I call it their angry stage. I remember them, for me to go to shows, it would be like, Mom, are you going to be at the show kind of thing, because I was helping them promote and stuff, but it was kind of like, okay, Mom's going to be in the audience, and maybe we need to change some of the songs that we do. And yeah. And it was funny, because it was very difficult for them to get to the point where, okay, some of the stuff I do is a little more intense than I would be comfortable having my parents listen to, but it's still part of who they are. And it's funny now, because I remember a while ago we actually found some of their old music. I think it was from when they were like 14 or 15 that they had recorded. And it's funny, it was dubbed the Angry Years, because you could just, like, every other word was like beep, beep, beep. But as a parent, you can sit there and be mortified and go, oh, my goodness, they're swearing up a storm. Or you can actually realize that there was a message there. You know what I mean? I think at that point, that's when you realize that music is an expression of what we're going through and what we're feeling, as opposed to some of the music that they, actually most of the music they do now, where it's more about life experience and stuff that they're going through. And they still have their angry songs that I call, because they're making a point, but they don't need to have as much beats in it, if you know what I mean. So it takes a lot to be able to express yourself. Now, the other thing that I like about you, and you can talk a little bit about this, because you just mentioned that you actually created a studio in your garage. You also make your own beats.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, how did you start doing that? You mentioned about your Apple computer, which is like, when it comes to music making, because it's so easy. But you have to be good at it, because anybody can sit there and, you know, tweak a few buttons, and all of a sudden they're like, I made a beat. You're like, okay, great, but that's not going to go anywhere. What did you do to perfect it and to be able to get to the point that you're making some of the stuff that you are?
The thing I've done, I think, to perfect it would probably be, I like to get a lot of people's feedback before, like, I put anything out there. And I just really get into music, like, in general. So, like, when I start hitting the keys, and, you know, I'm like, all right, I kind of like this sound, and I like the way this goes, and I really take my time into it, and I always, like, put all my energy into it, you know what I mean? And it's like, you can't be successful, or you can't make, or you can't perfect things without putting all your energy into it. And that's pretty much what...
That's a very deep point to bring up as someone as young as you are, because it takes some of us older people a long time to figure that out. That in order for us, because there's a lot of people that, and again, I'm always inside the music industry and in the area and stuff, and one of the things that bothers me is when you have someone that says, I'm a singer, I'm a rapper, I'm a dancer, I'm a, but they're on the fence. It's kind of like they're not as committed as they should be to, in order to get to where they want to be. And that's fine. I mean, if you, like you mentioned earlier, if you're just going to do it as a hobby or something you do on the side, but in order to truly succeed in the music industry, to get your name out there, to get known, to get to the point that you're making a living doing what you love to do, it does take a lot of commitment and a lot of giving of yourself. Now, for as young as you are, what are some of the ways that you do that you keep that focus to be able to stay focused on what your goal is as far as making it in the music industry?
Well, one thing I'm going to start off with is my grandmother. She's selling her house that she's had for a long time. A lot of people grew up there, myself, and maybe one day I'll buy it back. Who knows? But I want to make it happen sooner than later. And I think another thing that really keeps my focus is just I've seen how far I've come, and it's like, it's almost like, you know, you're running a mile or a couple miles, and it's like, you know, I usually go this far, but that was a bad example, but anyway.
No, actually, it's a great example, because it's funny that you brought that up, because I've actually used that analogy in the past, that a lot of people think that when they have a dream or a goal that they want to accomplish, they think it's an all-out sprint, and it's not. And you hit it right on the head when you said, you go out and you got to pace yourself and you got to stay focused on the finish line, because if you go all out first couple of miles, you're going to die out. And you have a goal, you have a purpose of why you're doing this, and to be able to keep on that steady pace and realizing that, as anybody that's a runner knows, some miles are great, some miles aren't. You know, some miles you're like, you know, I'm really done, I want to quit, why am I doing this, it's so stupid, everybody's passing you. But then there's the miles that you're coasting, you get your second win. So it is, it's a great analogy for you to have. Now, I want to ask you a question as far, because everybody assumes that when we get into the music industry, everybody is, or any entertainment industry, everybody always thinks about, oh, I'm going after the millions of dollars or whatever. We've seen that a lot of really rich people in the entertainment industry aren't that happy, aren't doing much with it. What do you think for you is the main motivator, besides the money? What do you think motivates you to want to be in this industry and to do it?
Well, you asked what motivates me?
Yeah, what do you think is the main thing that motivates you, that pumps you up, where you get up in the morning and you say, this is what I want to do?
Well, I've always been a person that, like, I've been a humble person my whole life, and I try not to say a lot when people run their mouths, and then I like to show people up in the end, you know, and I kind of want to prove that to people. But not only that, I feel like it would be a fun experience for me in my life, and it'd be something that I've always wanted to do. And like, I couldn't see myself ever sitting in an office, you know, like typing up papers and all this, and you know, that's not me. I just couldn't do that. My focus wouldn't be there. Like, I'd probably be tapping with a pen or something all day.
You know, that's funny you say that. You know, it's funny. I drove by the courthouse today, Superior Courthouse, and it's funny you mentioned that, because the same thought came to my mind. There's this guy getting out of his car and obviously heading into the courtroom with all his files and stuff. He's got this big old grin on his face, like happy as anything, you know, like, oh, I'm going to work in the courthouse, all excited. And I'd be like, someone shoot me, please. I'm going to work in a courthouse. You know, it's all the perception of what it is, and you're absolutely right. I'm the same way. I could never envision myself stuck in an office or being and it's no disrespect at all to people that do it. It's just that we're different creatures. Like, someone could be perfectly happy. I probably would be happy at a desk job if it's my music company or my entertainment firm and it's my desk, like on the 20th floor overlooking the Charles. That I could deal with, because I'm the boss. I can leave whenever I want. I don't have to ask permission. Totally different than, you know, when I'm working for someone else.
Yeah.
On that note,
Callie, you're
let me take
good.
A... Oh, yes. Stop, oh, man. Stop. Stop.
Well, we've got a question from one of our callers.
Awesome.
So
I'd
What's like
the
to
question?
Bring Leanne on so she can ask her question.
That's my aunt. What's up, auntie?
Hey, Anthony, what's happening?
Nothing too much on this radio show, you know?
Yes, I do. Hi, Charlie, how are you?
Hi, Leanne, how are you? How's it
I'm
going?
I'm good.
Oh, man, we got the whole family here.
We try.
Debbie's even waiting to come in as well.
It's not so much of a question that I have. I just want to let Anthony know that your whole family knows about, as far as you writing songs, expressing yourself, and any cuss words that might be in there, I think we're pretty okay with that stuff.
Oh, I'm ready to go all out then.
No.
Oh, no. Anthony's going underground.
No.
No, I'm kidding.
Every generation has listened to songs that their parents don't like, whether it be swears or the content. I mean, and parents, every generation, the parents interpret songs differently. than what they should be.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wouldn't worry too much about that, because your grandmother didn't like a lot of the stuff that we used to listen to either.
You know,
so
it's funny.
As far as you being
an
artist, I mean, I understand that, because it's
sure.
not that you're taking a song and swearing for the heck of it just to throw in the swears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people are like...
And that's a big difference. That's true.
Mm.
Right, because every generation does express themselves differently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's funny, and that's one of the things that I find amazing about the dynamics of your family, Anthony, that you're able to have the opportunity to express yourself in such a way that you're not getting the pressure of, oh, well, you know, maybe you shouldn't put that in there, or you shouldn't put that, you know what I'm saying? Because you're evolving as an artist. I mean, what you're doing today, not necessarily what you're going to be doing in a couple of years. So I think that that's just the formula for success when you have someone in your family that's willing to support you that way, more than one person in your family that's willing to support you that way. That's awesome.
Yeah. And
I actually have a beat here that you sent me. Actually, you didn't send me. Ms. Dynamo Debbie did. And I just wanted to play it because I liked it.
Thank you very much.
Come back in.
Hello?
What happened?
Hello.
You said hello, and I said, what? Why don't you take another call while I find Anthony's beat, which is right in front of me? But go ahead, take another call.
We'll put Leanne doesn't mind, we'll leave her on. Bring in Jordan.
Go right ahead.
Go right ahead and what? Put you on mute?
I don't know how to put the next caller on, or do you want me to keep gabbing?
No, we'll bring the next one on.
Okay. Good luck, Anthony.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good one. Have a good day.
Good evening, Jordan, and how are you doing today? Do you have a question for Anthony?
I just want to congratulate Anthony on just all of his hard work. Just from listening from what he's saying, he has like everything figured out. I mean, his whole life ahead of him. I mean, I'm 19 years old. You know, I have dreams, I have hopes, and I think that setting a pace for yourself is just the best thing you can do, is just keep going, keep trying.
That is so true. And it's awesome to have people like that in your life that are encouraging you and to be able to just be there, you know, to have someone that says stuff like that to you that's so important and just kind of pumps us up and makes us realize that we're going to go somewhere. And that's really a great thing to have.
Exactly. I mean, such as a family or a best friend or just someone that supports you, like a mentor. I mean, I was lucky enough that I had a mentor in my life, and he's still with me, helping me out, got me my job. I'm holding my job down good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just working on going to college. I took a year off, made some money, got a car.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, other than that, I mean, I guess that I just, you know, get that out there to, you know, young kids or anybody who's listening, that just if you fall down, feel like you can't go any further, you have to. I mean, it's important that, you know, you keep your friends and family close and that they're there to support you in anything that you do, but help you on the way, you know, the way along.
Who
is this? I'm sorry.
This is Jordan.
Jordan? What's up?
Yeah.
What's up, buddy? I don't know you, but I'm Anthony.
Yeah.
And Jordan,
yeah, nice
I have to tell you, on behalf of us here at the show, it goes to show that you yourself are being an inspiration, because you've done something where you realize, okay, I hit rock bottom, and there's no place to go but up. And every one of us here involved with the show have been in your shoes, where we know what it's like to hit rock bottom, not have exactly the best chances in life or the best opportunities in certain times in our life. And to be blessed to have a mentor or someone that we're able to take the opportunity to, you know, forge ahead. And like you seem like you're getting there. You got yourself a car, going back to school. Never quit, because the reality is that your dreams really are just right around the corner. It's a matter of never giving up, never giving in, and continuing to march ahead. And I'm very proud of you, and definitely congratulations, and keep up the great work, and thanks for calling in.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. Have a great night.
Have a great night.
See, and Anthony, and that's the thing that we don't realize, that in life, we become mentors to others where we don't even realize it. You know, we have people out there that know about us, listen to us, and are able to kind of take note of what we're doing and use that as motivation for us to forge ahead and do other things and better ourselves. And the reality is that we do the same thing. I mean, I'm sure that you have people that, you know, famous people or rather not so famous people that you consider mentors and that you emulate and that you've looked up to and say, this is something that I'd like to do. Real quick, I've found this song that I want to play. It's called Feeling It by Anthony. And I love this beat. I'm going to play it. And then after we come back, I want you to tell me a little bit about what was going on when you created this. And
okay.
This is Feeling
and
It.
We have
by
a couple
Anthony.
Questions.
Oh.
I was Feeling It by Anthony Garcia. I got to tell you, I was feeling it. I was so feeling this. I was like, you know, it's got such a groove. Anthony, what was going on? What was the inspiration behind this?
I don't even know, to be honest.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. How does your process work when you start to create music like this one? What do you go through? Where do you put yourself? How does it work for you?
Usually, everyone has their frustrations throughout the day. So, if I'm angry throughout the day or something, you know, I'll go down. I'm like, you know, I'm really feeling it, getting ready to start. You know, I'm really like thinking about ideas, and you know, I've probably already been dancing throughout the day. So then, like, I'll sit there and then I'll make a couple, you know, make a couple noises. And then I think for that one, I just kind of got into it and I went with the flow with it. Like I didn't even really take my time. I just, like that one, I just made actually pretty quickly. Like it took me only like an hour. And then I finished it up and then I went back.
Wow,
and
that is
like,
awesome.
Thank you. And I went back maybe like a month later and then I like added the extra bass to it, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I really like it because it's like, for me, I guess because I've been around it so much, like the way you broke it down, it's like I could literally see where the lyrics would go, where the hook would go, and just the way you set it up. It's got such a nice vibe and a flow to it that it's definitely, it wouldn't be like a total banger at the club, but it's definitely going to get people moving. And of course, if you get the right lyrics to it, forget it. We're talking like, I love it. I mean, it's that kind of thing. Do you find when you're creating this type of music, for the most part, are you your own worst critic? Like, will you create a piece and then go back and you thought it was great, and then you go back and you go, oh, God, that's
horrible. Oh, yeah. I am definitely my worst critic. Definitely. That is like 100%.
And we also have a
plus.
I apologize.
So you are. You're kind of like your worst critic. Real quick, I'm sorry. Man, you have a question for Anthony.
Well, if it's a question that's in our room,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to bring Amanda on as well, because this is a question for the both of them.
Sweet.
Okay.
Have you guys ever thought about doing a duet?
We have.
From one of our people that are in our chat room, because we've got a ton of questions in here that have been flying, and I've been going between both rooms. So that
we've talked about it so many times.
Yeah. And we actually, there was one time where we sang Billionaire together by Bruno, Travis McCoy and Bruno Mars, and
mm-hmm.
I just freestyled over it, and Amanda mostly did the good singing, I did the not so good singing, and I've been making these beats, and I know she plays instruments, and I think if we actually sat down and collaborated, it would be crazy. But it's kind of hard because she lives like in New Hampshire, all the way up in the woods somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, I'm down there in Massachusetts.
In the woods.
Anthony's like, because she lives out in the woods, and Anthony don't do woods. I'm a city boy.
I'm a suburban type of, I don't know. There's a lot of woods over here too. I'll be honest.
No, I know. It's funny you mention that because I know that we take it for granted. I actually lived in Billerica for a couple of years, and I'll tell you, my street blew me away. I'm like, it's kind of like the woods out here. You know, you look around, and it's like someone could seriously, like, fall into that river, and they would never be seen again. So, so when you're saying that she's up in the cut in the woods, I'm thinking, like, White Mountains kind of thing, you know, way up there.
Not that far.
Oh, man. All right, real quick, Amanda and Anthony, you two, hold on. I'm going to do my little spiel here because it's almost the hour, and to break it down to everybody. All right, everyone, we're having a great show. We have Amanda McCarthy coming up in the next hour. We're going to actually keep Anthony on as well. Amanda McCarthy is a singer, songwriter, dynamo. Andy Garcia, who has been our guest for the first hour, beatmaker, dancer, extraordinaire, a couple other things coming up. We're going to keep him on as well. If you have comments, concerns, or questions, and you would like to call in, the number is 1-347-989-1473. If you incur a charge to call us, then you are more than welcome to call us on our toll-free number, 1-877-907-7217. That is our toll-free number. You can also join us on www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman, WMN. Come into the chat room, ask questions if you want as well. Hang out. We got a fun group in there. They're having a good old time in our chat room. More than welcome to come on in and join us there as well. If you're out on the road, you are welcome to listen to us through your smartphone on our mobile app, Blog Talk Radio, that same thing, www.com/ordinarywoman. You can listen to us on your smartphone as well. Or you can listen to us later, download us, YouTube. We're not on YouTube yet. iTunes. Hello.
iTunes,
I'm looking at
iPod.
It's funny, too, because I have the YouTube thing up on my computer, and I did it again. iTunes. You can join us there, download us. We're also on Podomatic as well as that. So you can join us there. So I'm going to take a quick musical break right here because it's funny that Anthony and Amanda had talked about collaborating. I had a request for this last week, and we didn't get around to it. So I'm going to play it this week. Starlight, this is her favorite song, and we haven't played it in a couple of weeks, so I'm going to play it for her real quick while you guys take a break. This is Legendary by Cardiac, Sacrifice, Situ, and Jeff. Again, this is one of the songs. This is what happens when rap meets singing. Three of the people in here are my children, my boys. They would die if they heard me call them children. My boys, they're the ones rapping. They actually split up the verses among them, and they got their sister to come on in on the hook. She does the vocals. So you're going to listen to Legendary by Cardiac, Sacrifice, Situ, and Miss Jess.
Oh, snap.
Legendary by Cardiac, Sacrifice, Situ, and Miss Jess. And that is going out to our lovely person up in the chat room who has been requesting it. Sorry I didn't get to it last couple of weeks, but there you go, sweetie, all out to you. We're back, we're back, we're back. For those of you that are just joining us, the second hour, we have Dynamo Anthony Garcia in the building. He's a beatmaker, dancer extraordinaire, and we have his cousin Amanda McCarthy coming up the second hour, Miss Singer Songwriter as well. And we have a few other people in the chat room. Mountain Man, take it away.
We also have Debbie on the line as well. I brought her in so we could hear what she has to say.
Party
so
in the building. We got Debbie up in here. Debbie, what's up?
Debbie.
Hello?
Hello,
what?
Debbie.
Hello?
Hello, we got ya.
You got me. Hi.
You're in the building.
How are you?
Oh, my God, poor Debbie, you sound horrible. She told me earlier, she's like, I'm sick as a dog.
I'm so sick, and I love the show, and I love the kids. Anthony, you're doing a great job. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. I hope you get better. You sound a little stuffed up.
Yeah, kind of a little bit. I'm just a little stuffed up, just a tiny bit.
She's like, just a little bit. Oh,
I'm
man.
Trying not to laugh.
Too late.
Yes,
so, Debbie, please. I got to ask you this question since I got Anthony. I heard a vicious rumor that Anthony got all his moves from you.
Well, not all of them. He's got a few in them. He already had it in him. He didn't neglect it to say at 9 years old that he won the Bill Ricka talent show.
Wow.
With his dance
in
Men in Black. He moonwalked perfectly across the stage and he won the Bill Ricka talent show. Elementary.
That's amazing. For a 9 year old, never mind, you know, going up on stage in front of people and it's moonwalking, are you serious? And I got to tell for our listeners, for some of you that don't know this, I've known Debbie for a while, and it's funny, a couple of months back, Debbie had a video. Someone blackmailed Debbie. I don't know who put it up. A video of her back in the day.
I blackmailed myself.
And it was one of those, oh, my God, kind of moments because, you know, I know Debbie, and I know she's a dynamo. She can't sit still, but to see her move like that, and it was kind of funny because she knows cardiac, she knows, you know, smiles, and she's met my husband. And it was funny because I showed them, you know, each other, they're like, that's Debbie. Oh, God, that's Debbie. You know, it was kind of like that moment of clarity where you're like, what? I was like, you know, I hate to tell you guys, but just because we look the way we do now does not mean we didn't know how to bust the move back in the day.
I still bust a move with Anthony. You can ask him.
Oh, yeah, she does. Out of nowhere. It should be in the kitchen all of a sudden. But bang, boom, boom.
Yes, I have been known to do that. I have I call it sporadic bursts of random dance moves from the 80s. For no reason. They just
Everyone's
happen.
Been calling me a sped this whole time. Damn.
See, and that's what people don't realize. That's the reason why I get along so well with people from the entertainment industry is because this is where all the left-handed, sped, ADD, can't-sit-still, OCD people go. And we're happy.
Absolutely.
Everybody
absolutely.
Gets us here.
That's great shit.
Anthony, when you mentioned earlier that if you ever worked at a desk job, you'd be beating on the drum with a pencil. Trust me, I did that first and second grade. Used to drive my teacher up a wall. And they called it a behavioral issue. I just called it musically inclined. So, she didn't get it. I did. She didn't have a clue. Oh,
I get
man.
It. I get it, too, because I used to bang on my table when I was a kid.
Oh, all the time, constantly. It was so bad. And I couldn't. And the thing is that 90% of the time I didn't even realize I was doing it. I was like, I thought I was Ringo Starr up in there beating away with my pencils. Meanwhile, my teacher's like, stop that racket! Flipping out on me. And I'm telling my mom, what did
you
have?
You got the Beatles
problem?
In your mind?
She's just like, yeah. She's like, oh, God, it was so funny. But anyway. So I'm glad that Debbie's in the building, and I am so glad that Anthony has joined us. And so, Anthony, you're going to hang by with us while we give your cousin Amanda the third degree.
Okay.
Do we have Amanda in the building?
Amanda has been on this entire time.
Amanda,
can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. Welcome back to the show. It's so nice to have you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, I remember last show we talked about you were teaching yourself how to play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going?
It's going pretty good. Like, I play a little bit. I taught myself a lot, but I'm taking a class at my school now that's teaching me to expand, which is definitely
mm-hmm.
really helpful. I'm doing pretty well. And, like, I played in public, but nothing extravagant. But I like doing it. It's fun.
So you actually finally played a piece in public. What did you play?
The first time was
mm-hmm.
actually a split-second decision. I played one of my original songs, and I learned to play it 6 hours before I got up and performed it for everybody.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I'm serious. I was at my friend's house, and
that
I was like,
awesome.
I can play this. And then I went there, and I asked my teacher if I could play it, and he said okay,
mm-hmm.
and I did.
See, that's what I'm saying. This is what blows my mind, because you guys are like, yeah, I learned it 6 hours before, and I played it. I've been trying to learn Twinkle Twinkle Little Star for 2 years, and it still sounds like I'm butchering the piano.
I hope I'm not online.
Definitely stop making me laugh. No, I'm serious. Like, literally, the dog sits there and goes, ah, stop already. Leave it alone. No, but it's just like, you know, and this is the other thing, that it kind of a testament to you guys, that I remember you mentioning it about a year and a half, over a year ago, where you said, yeah, I'm teaching myself how to play the piano. And for someone as young as yourself to have the commitment to stick with it and do it, I mean, it's just, it blows my mind, because like I said, you have adults that don't have that discipline. Now, how is the, you're also, obviously, you play the guitar and you sing and you write your own songs and your own lyrics. How is that going? What are some of the things that you've been doing lately?
It's going really good. I've been writing songs just as much as ever. I haven't had my guitar most of this week because my brother's had to borrow it because he's in the pit band in the school play, so I've been going through withdrawals, which is really hard. But
that's funny.
I'm working on a CD right now, not like a full length,
mm-hmm.
but like 6 songs, I think, about, and
mm-hmm.
it's coming along pretty good. I'm hoping to have it done soon, hopefully.
Right.
Well, that is
now,
awesome.
you're actually performing in April. What are you doing? Where is that? What's going on with that?
I have so many things coming up, I don't know how specific that is.
it's a competition? Country
oh,
singer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a competition through my music school.
Mm-hmm.
You go there, and it's like for the whole weekend, there's just so many different things going on. Like, there's a battle of the bands, which I'm in one of the bands at my music school, so I get to be in that. And I'm in just normal singing category, where you just sing a song with a track. And then there's another entertainment category where I'm going to get up and do some songs on my guitar.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
that's
wow.
awesome.
About
now,
that.
You know, and that's one of the things, because you got all this stuff going on. Now, have you been performing in public more regularly lately?
I was doing it a lot over the summer. It kind of slowed down in the school year because I had a lot of practices for my school's trip to California, so I wasn't really able to get out as much and perform. But
mm-hmm.
I have a ton of stuff coming up next month and the month after, so I'm looking excited about that.
Now, with someone as young as you are, you have to figure out how do you do that? How do you balance school, music, friends, family, that kind of thing? What are some of the things that you do in your daily life to kind of try to keep everything in balance?
Well, I am able to do some of my homework at school because I have a study period. And then I do
mm-hmm.
whatever I have left at home. I spend a good chunk of time with my music, playing guitar, piano, singing, whatever. And then mostly on weekends and stuff, I hang out with my friends, sometimes during the week, but mostly on the weekends. And I don't see my family as, well, you know, obviously I see my immediate family all the time, but like as far as my extended family, I don't see them
mm-hmm.
as much as I'd like to, but I still see them a lot, and it makes me really happy.
Wow,
awesome.
That is awesome.
See, and that's the whole thing. It's like, it's so amazing. I'm like, 17 years old, you know what time management is? you think you could talk to a couple of my kids to figure it out? Because it's something that's so difficult. Like, you take it for granted that you're able to do that. I want to ask you about some of the stuff that you do have coming up. But before that, I want to play this song because it's, I don't know, I just love this song. For those of you that have
and
just
we do
joined
have
us in the chat room. Yeah. So for those of you that have just joined us in the chat room or have joined us on the radio show, we have Amanda McCarthy, who is a songwriter and singer from a local area, and she has some amazing stuff to share. But I want to play the song. It's called I Wasn't Lying, and it's by Amanda McCarthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Amanda McCarthy with I Wasn't Lying. Amanda, what were you going through when you wrote this song? I mean, what were some of the emotions and some of the feelings when you created this amazing piece?
Well, I had just been dumped by a jerk, and I was very upset about it.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. It was like one of the first songs I wrote on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
It was so long ago. I remember I would be sitting in my brother's room. And I don't know, it just kind of came to me. I don't know, I just
wow.
kind of, I didn't really think about it, I just wrote it down.
Yeah,
you know,
watch out for
those
guys.
And the thing is, Tony?
Oh, I said watch out for those guys.
You know, it's funny because here it is, and this is the great thing about being in a creative field, where typical teenager, you sit there and you're mopey and you're crying and you hate the world and leave me alone and you never come out of your room. Or you can write a kick-ass song put some lyrics to it and show someone, hey, there you go. And it's such a beautiful piece, though. It's so mature. You know what I mean? I love the lyrics. I love the message behind it. And it's such a beautiful song that you've created. Amanda, we have some questions for you in the chat room. What dates are you going to be singing at the Sad Cafe?
Sad Cafe, I'm singing there February 26th and March 12th.
Great. Debbie, you're right on it. I love you. She put it down in the chat room. February 26th at the all-female show and March 12th for a Green Rocker show. When you go into these venues, what are some of the feelings that you experience when you're sharing your music with the audience?
A lot of it depends on the environment. Like, if I'm around very, like, supportive people who support other artists and are, like, very, like, welcoming, it's so much less stressful, and I can just, like, be myself more.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sad Cafe is definitely a place like that.
Right. Now, I have a question because I know, again, we were talking earlier with Anthony because he kind of experienced it where there's the double standard that every girl is expected to want to dance when they're younger, but not if you're a guy. Now, for you, being in the music industry, there's just a stereotypical double standard of what you're supposed to look like, how you're supposed to act, how you're supposed to dress. Have you experienced some of that, and what have you done to continue to be just you?
I have, just not really so much as me, just, like, watching other people. Like, I like getting dressed up to sing, but, like, at home and stuff, or, like, if I'm just, like, singing at school, I like wearing jeans and just being comfortable. And as far as acting differently, I refuse to act differently, whether it just be, like, my school life or my singing life. I'm not going to be someone else just to please other people.
Now, do you think that it's because you have such an amazing support from your family that tells you to be true to yourself, or is it something more?
I definitely think that's part of it. I think a lot of it's also experience.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of those experiences? What do you think some of those experiences are that have made you be able to be true to yourself?
A lot of it was middle school, because, like, you know, in middle school when you don't really know who you're supposed to be, because you just want to be, like, accepted by everybody. And I felt like, even to this day, like, I see that people get the most response when they're acting like themselves. And that probably sounds wicked cliche, you know, always be yourself. But honestly, like, it really does make a difference, because people can tell when you're being someone you're not. And personally, for me, when I see someone being someone they're not, it just, I don't know, it upsets me.
Well, you know, it's very true that you say that, because I know, I forget where I read it somewhere, it said, why be a really bad imitation of someone else and you can be the best you can be? And it's a very true thing, but I just kind of want you to embellish a little bit more on it, because it's very important, especially because when you're younger and in the industry that you're in, and I'm sure our listeners out there, there's some listeners that might want to be in the field that you're in, or might be thinking about being in the entertainment or in the singing, having a singing career. What are some of the things that you have discovered that you can use or you would recommend to someone else to not give in to the pressure of trying to be someone else or do things that you're not comfortable with?
Definitely have a support system. Like, wherever you go to perform, make sure there are people there that you feel very comfortable with. That'll help you to, like, stay in touch with yourself and realize that no matter what, there's going to be someone out there who's, like, appreciative of you just being you on stage. And a lot of it's doing it because you love it, not because you want to get anywhere. Like, if I become famous, like, sweet, that'd be awesome. But a lot of it's just because I love it. Therefore, if the main reason I'm doing it is because I love it, not because I'm trying to be some famous superstar one day, it's a lot easier to be myself rather than what someone says I need to be some famous superstar. And that's definitely the main reason anyone should perform, because you love it, not because you want to be famous or anything.
Amen.
You know, and Anthony, we actually touched on this earlier. It's so true, because it's one of these things that there's a lot of famous, rich people that are doing it and for some reason aren't as happy as we would think they would be because they're doing this. And the true passion and the true love is something that I know I've seen a lot of Anthony's videos of him dancing, and that shows. Like, you could just see the passion and the love and the fun that's going into these dance moves. And watching you perform, I've seen some of your videos where you're performing and you're singing, and there's just this joy and this happiness. And is there any way you, Amanda, can share with our listeners, on top of what you just said, how do you maintain that joy to not have the pressures of trying to get exposure or trying to get seen or trying to get paid for it or whatever? How do you keep yourself in that moment to be keeping that joy so it doesn't get sucked out of you?
I don't really know how to put it into words. Like, I don't get up there and think about, oh, okay, let's make sure I sound great for everybody. Obviously, I'm thinking about that a little bit, but, like, when I'm up there, it's more like, oh, my God, I'm on stage. Like, let's make the best of it. Let's have fun while I'm up here.
Right.
Like, it's, I don't really know how to explain it, but...
Now, do you feel when you're performing... When you're performing, do you feel, when you're up there on stage, are you these type of performers that you're actually, you can feel the connection with the audience?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's what
definitely
kind of motivates you. Because you touched about it earlier when you said, well, if they're being supportive and all that, it makes it easier, as opposed to maybe not so much, then it makes it a little bit harder. But can you actually feel the energy from them when you're performing? Is that kind of what motivates you as well?
Yeah, like I said, like, you'll always get the audience that's more responsive than the other, but I always feel something, and I always just think about what I was feeling when I wrote the song or when I first heard that song, that, like, if I'm doing a cover, and what I was thinking about, and when I show more, they show more. It's kind of a mutual thing. So whatever I'm feeling in the music, I put into what I'm singing to them, and then I feel I get more response that way.
Right. Now, one of the other things that I know we talked about just the first time you were on the show about a year ago, but for some of our new listeners, it's a little trickier when you're actually not only singing, but you also have an instrument with you as well. Because, you know, how do you balance it so you're being able to focus on the fact that you're playing an instrument, you're singing, and then keep that connection with your audience?
It took a lot of practice. Like, that's really all you need to do is practice, practice, practice. At first, it was really hard. Like, I'd be so caught up in trying to keep my guitar going that I would forget what I'm singing or just not sound as good as I would hope to sound. Or I'd be so concentrated on my singing, I would just, you know, start messing up with my guitar or playing the wrong chord or something. And you try to practice a lot. And I have practiced so much. Like, I spend more time practicing than, like, anything else in my life.
Now, have you gotten so used to performing with an instrument that you kind of feel naked when you're just you singing?
Not necessarily. Like, when I sing without a microphone, I feel kind of naked. But I don't really do that often. Usually I have a microphone, and it's still comforting either way. Like, you have something there.
Now, one of the questions I have for you is that you enjoy performing, you enjoy singing, you like creating these musical numbers. What are some of the goals that you have for your life as far as not only in the music industry, but just to be able to give back to the world? What are some of the things that you would like to be able to accomplish in your life?
Well, no matter what happens, I definitely want to stay performing, like, all through my life. Obviously, it'll slow down a bit, like, when I have kids and go to college and whatnot, but, like, I just want to keep performing, like, whether it be on the side or as a career. I know I definitely want a career in music. I'm not quite sure where that's headed yet, but I know it's there because I can't see myself doing anything else. And I feel like I'm going to end up following in Debbie's footsteps and just, like, putting on shows for everybody and helping other people because I don't know, I feel like I already do that. Like, I always get all these ideas, like, oh, my God, we could do a show here. Like, she's rubbed off on me so much. And
you know, it's funny, too, because I've had that where people would ask me questions like, why do you do that? Why do you promote, you know, unsigned artists or, you know, people like Amanda and Anthony, or why do you mention them as that? And it has nothing to do with, because I don't get paid for it. It's not that. It's just that joy of being able to kind of see someone's dream come to life in the sense, mm-hmm. whether it's through a song or through a dance number, and to be able to see that come to life, it's just amazing to me. And it brings such a joy to me personally that I can understand why you would want to do that. Now, do you ever consider yourself as a role model to people your own age?
A role model? Like, mm-hmm. when people tell me I am, I do, but I feel like I could be doing more, like, I don't know. Like, I do consider myself a role model, because I've had people tell me that they look up to me and I inspire them, which, like, feels amazing. But I feel like mm-hmm. I haven't reached my potential yet. Like, I feel like there's so much more I could be doing, and I just got to work my way there.
Oh, yeah, you slacker. You're, what, 17, and you're just taught yourself how to play the guitar and the piano. She writes her own songs, writes her own You two, both of you, you two are slackers. You need to get going here. I mean, you know, really, this is the only place you are in your career. Oh, my goodness. You two are so amazing. One of our listeners, I mean, actually, someone in the chat room had a question. Chris, did you pick up that question? It just blew by around me because everybody's, like, typing away in there.
Everyone,
oh, here it is.
It's flying.
Country Joey wants to know, Amanda, have you written any country songs?
I've written songs, like, that in my head I can definitely see being country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how country they sound on just guitar alone, but I know, like, when I see them, like, or hear them on my future CD, there's some of them that definitely seem very, very country, and there's others that seem very rock, like Avril Lavigne. It just depends on the song. Like, I have a bunch of different songs, but I definitely do have a lot of country-sounding ones.
Do you feel that you have, because I know some people, they kind of stick with a genre where it's like, okay, this is it. They're either country or they're rock or they're pop. Do you feel that, for your particular talent, that it's easy for you to go from genre to genre to genre and just show the difference?
Yeah.
From the different styles?
I think.
And why do you think that is?
I don't know. Like, I like music of all types anyway. Like, I listen to a bunch of different artists, so I think that definitely plays a role with it. Like, people mm-hmm. who listen to mostly rock, you know, play mostly rock. Like, my brother, he's, like, really into rock, and, like, most of the songs he plays on guitar are, like, rock. Well, he plays jazz in his jazz band. Like, I always hear him doing crazy guitar solos downstairs, and, like, I think a lot of it's your inspiration and what you listen to. Like, for me, certain genres, like, in my music show different moods. Like, a lot of my angrier songs about, like, stuff that makes me angry, I can just hear in my head being, like, wicked rock sounding with drums and bass and everything else.
Right, right. So it's kind of like an outlet for, like you said, your emotions or your moods or whatever it is that you're going through in life.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a quick comment. This is so cute. Country Joey was saying, Amanda, one question for you. When you become a superstar, are you going to remember us? I certainly hope so, because we're definitely going to remember her.
Oh, I will definitely remember everybody, especially Joey. He's adorable, and he's so talented.
Oh, that's awesome. Real quick, let me just stop real quick, because I haven't acknowledged people in the chat room. Andy, welcome as usual. Betty, Country Joey, thank you so much for stopping by. Ms. Debbie in there. Deidre, Frank, guest 10603, guest 12221, guest 12400. Infamous Angel, as always. Julie B. Johnson, oorah, welcome to the room. We've got Mark, Michael, Randall, Robert, welcome, welcome. Rosemary, and obviously the one and only Mr. Tony Garcia as well in the building. I have to tell you guys, it's funny because last show, Mountain Man and I had this potpourri conversation about the decline of youth in some areas where they're not getting involved in politics, they're not getting involved in civic duty. And then along comes you, Anthony, and Amanda, and kind of changes that whole perspective for me as far as how our youth are doing. Amanda, I'm going to have a question for you first and then for Anthony. Amanda, how do you see yourself as far as being involved in nonprofit work, charity, that kind of stuff. What are some things that you think you could do to use music to help others in that way?
Well, I have performed at a benefit, and I actually have plans to record a song called Smile for a girl named Bella Tucker who got really sick almost a year ago. Wow. And I'm not going to keep any of the money from it. I'm going to sell it and then give all the money to her family. I don't know if that answers your question or not, but I don't really feel I need the money. I'd rather give it to someone and help them out. And I don't know. I don't expect to get paid in general. I love just helping people.
Mm-hmm. So you think you're in a place in time where someone like you could definitely bring more exposure to a cause than just the average person because of what you do?
I would like to.
Mm-hmm. Now, Anthony, for you, I wanted to ask you this question earlier. Same thing. Do you see yourself being able to use music as a venue to be able to maybe raise funds or awareness for some of the causes that you are passionate about?
Yeah, most likely. I could, I mean, I've never done anything like that before, but I would definitely help out, you know, like there's people who need money more than us. If there was any charity type of thing or any fundraiser for people who needed it, I would definitely do it.
See, that's a great concept because, you know, you already understand the importance of being able to give back to the community and to be able to pay it forward, so to speak. Amanda, you talked a little bit about the stuff that you have coming up at the SAD Cafe. What other shows or what other things do you have coming up in this coming month?
March 1st, I'm going to be on Scorch's TV show in Manchester. I get to sing two songs, and it's going to be on the MyTV network, which I'm pretty sure is Channel 6. So there's a potential for a lot of people who could be watching that, so I'm wicked excited about that. It's also close to home, which I do a lot of stuff in Mass, and it's weird. I do more stuff in Mass than New Hampshire, but I'm excited to be doing something nearby.
Well, 'cause according to Anthony, you live in the boonies.
Okay, I live
that
in
might
southern
be why.
New Hampshire. Southern New Hampshire is very, how do you say, developed. like you hear.
Oh, man, it's too funny. So March 1st, Scorch TV on my TV network. Now, what exactly is the Scorch TV?
I really don't know much about it. I know ABC in New York is thinking about, like, putting his show on the air. I know he features a lot of different artists and musicians and tries to get them out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he's a DJ on Manchester radio stations.
That's awesome. Now, another thing, too, you, Amanda, what grade are you in this year?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. Oh, so you're actually graduating this year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see yourself doing this summer and in the coming year?
This summer, I definitely just want to perform as much as possible, hang out with my friends who I may or may not see very often, depending on where life goes.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to definitely manage those two together as best as I can, spend time with my family, go to the beach a lot. In the next year, I really have no idea what's going on with college. Like, I really don't know where to see myself, so I'm looking forward to the surprise. Hopefully it works out well. But I definitely like performing and stay in touch with everybody.
So is this something that you'd like to go to school for as far as the music and stuff?
Yeah, definitely something for music. I don't really know what I want to concentrate on, but I know I definitely want to be involved in music.
This is, you know, it's such a great for me to be interviewing people like you and Anthony because it's kind of like that whole thing of I knew them when, and it's kind of nice to see how your career has developed because I know that it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but when we interviewed you about a year and a couple of months ago, just to see the progression of maturity and change in you as a person and the way you express yourself and even listening to some of the music that you've created since, there's just been an incredible change in you and in your maturity and in that thing. And that's a great thing that you are actually able to follow through when you create music because you see what you've written, you see what you are doing now, and it's kind of like you can see the growth. Amanda, I really want you to think a little bit about this and share with our listeners. If someone came to you and said, you know, Amanda, I really would love to be involved in the music industry. I would love to be a singer or do what you do. What are some of the things that you would be able to give them as advice for them to do?
First off, I would suggest taking lessons, because taking lessons doesn't mean you don't have talent, because that's just not true at all. I take lessons, a lot of my friends take lessons, and they're incredible. But it definitely helps you become better, because there's always room for improvement. And it's nice to have, like, opinions on people. Hold on. I'm sorry. My mom distracted me. it's nice to have other... I will get to that. I know where I'm going. Anyway, it's nice to have feedback from someone else who wants to see you succeed and help you, and they can open you to different ideas, like different styles of music you wouldn't normally sing or play.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you've never performed before, getting on a stage in front of people is really scary. You're afraid that you're going to mess up or they're just not going to like you, but... most people, like, when they go to see a show, they want to enjoy it, and they're going to enjoy everyone who gets on stage. So, like, if you go to a show, like, honestly, like, you enjoy it, you know? So you just got to think about that. Like, they wouldn't go there if they weren't planning on enjoying it. And you just got to get comfortable on stage, get to know yourself on stage and how you act on stage. And it just, you know, it takes a lot of getting used to. Like, when I first started performing, I was terrified on stage, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm never going to get anywhere, because every time I get on stage, I have a seizure because I'm shaking so bad. But you just get used to it, and you will get used to it, and you just got to practice. And don't be afraid of being judged, like, especially if you're getting out there sharing original music. You just got to show everyone and tell everyone what you're feeling and what you wrote about, and you just got to give all you have to them and not be afraid of what's going to come back at you, because more than most of the time, like, it's going to be positive.
Yeah, it's very true, because one of the things, and I really like what you said about not being afraid to be judged, because it's so easy for people to sit there and say, oh my gosh, she was flat on this note, she blew that note, and I can't believe she wrote that. And it's like, really? I mean, not that easy. You know, here is this person, and this is something that we forget about when people are in the entertainment industry, and Anthony can attest to this as well. You're putting your whole soul out there, your emotions, what you're going through, your feelings. It's kind of like opening your most personal diary and going, here you go, people, read it. When you write a song, like, you know, the song you were telling us about, I Wasn't Lying, where there's a lot of who you really are in that song. And then to have some total stranger cut it down to size because they had an argument with their wife that morning, or for whatever reason they have the feeling, it's very difficult to be able to not take it personally. And for someone as young as yourself to already have that concept, that in itself is going to be like a foundation for you to be able to create a career. And when I say career, it's just for you to continue to do what you love to do. And I have to ask you, what do you think are the factors in your life that got you to understand that fact of not being afraid to be judged and to be able to take it with a grain of salt and continue to not give up on your dream?
Well, okay. In elementary school, I was that kid who was like, I'm going to be famous one day. I'm so good. I'm so great. And I got to middle school, and like, I saw all these people better than me, and it, like, shot me down immediately. And I was like, oh, my God, there were some girls above, like, in the grade above me who were incredible. And I was like, I don't sound like that. So I kind of had to, like, start over, and I was definitely very afraid of what people would think of me, because in middle school I was, to be polite to myself, not very great looking, and people had made fun of me a lot. But I don't know, that happens to everybody. It wasn't just me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, being in middle school, it made me, like, wicked afraid. So
right.
I was always I was always just really nervous about what people would say or anything, or if people wouldn't like me, and it took a while to get out of that, but I did.
Mm-hmm. And you think that's made you a better performer, that you've been able to come to the realization that if this is something that you love to do, you can't really worry too much about what other people are thinking?
Yeah, and I hate to say it, but a lot of the music business is, really mean. And there's already mm-hmm. been some people who have, tried to, bring me down, and I just don't let it bother me. We're all doing it for the same reason, and I would rather, do it and be polite to people, and I don't know. Why should I let them stop me from doing something that makes me happy?
That's so important. Yeah, no, and that's such a great concept, because you understand that, you just said it, why should I let them stop me from doing something that I love? And a lot of times we will let people talk us out of our dreams or what we like or what we believe, just because of that fear of, they're not going to like me, they're talking about me, I'm not going to be the cool kid in the group anymore kind of thing. And it's such a maturity level for you that attitude alone is a great role model for people, not just in the music industry, but in general, because this isn't something that is just happening in the music industry. It happens all around, where other people, for some reason, feel this need to shoot other people's dreams down for whatever reason, when it doesn't make any sense. And for you to understand that is a great, valuable lesson that you're being able to share with other people. And I think that in it alone is a great thing that you've been able to share with our listeners, for those especially interested in being in the music industry. I cannot believe that the time flew by so fast. Real quick, Amanda, websites, links, where can they get more information about you?
I have two YouTube accounts. One is Amanda McCarthy Music, spelled just like my name and how it sounds. Then the other one is AMM Music 16. I also have a Facebook fan page, Amanda McCarthy. Search me up. Become a fan of me. That'd be really cool. And I do have a MySpace page, but I haven't really been on there recently, but I plan on updating that. And I also have, what's it called? Debbie, are you still on? Sonic Bids. That's what it's called. I have one of those accounts.
Sonic
too.
Bids, yep. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are more interested in getting more information on Amanda, you can hit her up on Facebook, AmandaMcCarthyMusic.com. Told you she has a MySpace, hasn't been on there, but can update it. So just Google her, you'll find her. She's also on YouTube. If I remember correctly, you have a couple of videos there of you performing. Amanda, any shout-outs for your friends, family, anybody listening to you?
Any of my friends who are listening, the fact that you're listening is awesome. Thank you for listening. Thanks to my family for always being supportive. Thank you to Anthony for being awesome and talented and sharing the show with me. Thank you to you for inviting me on the show.
Thank you. God, trust me, it was my honor to have both of you on. Anthony, websites, links, where can we get more information? Where can we get more of that Anthony vibe going on?
On Facebook, just type in Anthony Garcia, and I have a fan page on there. I also have a MySpace. I have about six songs on there. They're actual songs, they're not beats. And then I have a Reverb Nation account, and I have some stuff on there too. And recently just put out a remix of a song with me and some of my friends. And it's done pretty good so far. And I think that's all I have at this moment.
Awesome. Now, shout-out.
Shout-out to the family. Shout-out to Amanda. Shout-out to my grandmother. Hopefully you get better. I know you're sick. And shout-out to ASG, F5, D-O-N-E, all my friends. That's all my crew. JP. I don't even know if any of them are listening. They're probably out doing something, but yeah, that's
about it.
Well,
it's all good, because you give them the shout-out, and then you make them listen to it, so they have to listen to the whole show before they get to the shout-out. So it's all good. We're there. They'll hear it.
Yeah, it'll take a while to get to the end.
Shh. You don't tell them that part. So, yeah, dude, I'm telling you, I mentioned you. You're in me, but you got to listen. You know, otherwise, let's just fast forward to the end. Oh, man, thank you so much, Anthony and Amanda, as usual. It's been awesome, Amanda, to have you back. Anthony, finally glad I got to corral you. You were definitely worth the wait. Remember, Anthony, if you have any more songs, send them my way. I would love to put them on the regular rotation and share. Same thing with you, Amanda. Amanda, I had a question real quick. Someone was asking me, any idea roughly when the CD will be out and when they can get it?
I am hoping for the end of April. That's, like, the ideal.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably end up being sometime after that, but hopefully it won't be. I'm going to put it on iTunes, on Reverb Nation. I'll probably just have some physical copies with me if anyone just wants to buy one for me.
Awesome.
I can tell you what it'll be called if you want to hear the album title.
Absolutely.
It'll be called Matter of Time. Matter of Time.
Oh.
That's what it's going to be called.
I like that. I like that.
That's awesome.
So for any of you that are interested in Amanda's CD, as soon as she knows, I will have her hit me up, and we will definitely announce it and put links up and information where you can get Matter of Time by Amanda McCarthy. Anthony, you got any CDs, mixtapes, anything coming out in the near future?
This might take a minute. Right now...
You've got the minute.
All right, cool. So right now, I've been working on the beats, and recently... I just met this kid through one of my friends. His name's Luther. Shout out to him. Who knows where he is right now. And he's interested in buying 3 of my beats and coming to the recording studio. And he liked a lot of my ideas. So that will probably be coming out within the next month. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. And my buddy Derek Sheffer. I made him like 20, 25 beats, and he's making an album right now, and we've been working on it for God knows how many weeks now, and ASG, we just made that song, the remix I brought up before, and hopefully we'll be getting around to some new stuff. The last time we actually made something new was maybe a couple months ago, and now we have the studio at my house, so we don't have to drive up over to Dorchester and use the studio and pay money, so which is good.
That's awesome. So, yeah. Anthony, definitely, as soon as you know, let us know. We'll put it up for our listeners so that you can get Anthony's stuff. It's got a lot of great stuff coming up for you, too. I'm so proud of you. And thank you so much for being on the show. As always, Debbie, a pleasure, because she has, like, the best talent around. Thanks so much for being on the show. And, Debbie, I hope you feel better.
Feel better.
You're all like, poor Debbie. Don't talk, Debbie.
We just brought her back on so she can say bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Love you.
Oh, my God. Poor Debbie. Debbie, go get some hot tea or something. Get better. We'll have to have you back when you can actually talk to us. Because for those of you that haven't listened to Debbie, she is a hoot. Love having her on the show. So, anyway, thank you to everybody for being here. I'm so glad that you were able to join us. To everybody in our chat room, we have Betty, Country Joey, Debbie, obviously, Deidre Frank, guest 10603, 12503, Infamous Angel, Julia, Michael, Randall, Robert, Rosemary, Tony, obviously, our guest. Thank you all for being here, and to all our countless listeners, Andy as well, Betty also. Anyway, guys, I want to let you all know next week we're going to have Paul Bellevue, the voice of NPR News New Hampshire. He's going to be on the show, as well as Miss Dynamo herself, Shelly Nunchuk Sinigan. She's going to be on the show. It's going to be an amazing show. Looking forward to having you guys join us. Mountain Man, so tell me, were you able to dig your way out of your house yet? Do you think you can actually see the light of day tomorrow?
I'm hoping I can see the light of day tomorrow. I hope I've been able to see the light of day. Been able to get out onto the property and roll around the property, but just being able to get out to the bus stop has been the issue, and we are hoping by tomorrow afternoon that I'm going to be able to, but I have to wait on the town to do their job in order before I can get out myself.
I'm telling you, it's been crazy. I feel so bad because it's almost like, I know we're all frustrated with the city, but they got no place to put it. But anyway, hopefully we'll get, Mountain Man will actually be able to go out. I had, oh, it's so funny today. I got to share this real quick. My boys, had they shoveled the drive, not even the drive, like a little path, because they're boys, they're lazy. They do a shovel-wide path. So they measure how wide the shovel is, and that's how wide the path is to get out. And we have planted roots. I swear to goodness, I saw my life flash before me today. I'm walking down this little skinny path when all of a sudden I hear crash, and just this glob of snow fell. Missed my head literally by a split second.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Well,
I swear, I did another second slower and I would have gotten buried alive. And, oh, man, it was crazy. I was blown away by how quickly I almost lost my life there. But, yeah, that's the dangers of living in New England. Oh, man, I can't believe it's the end of another show, so we're going to wrap it up. Just to all our listeners, remember
how... It's been an
awesome
show.
Oh, it has, and everybody in the chat room love it. Everybody's been in there interacting and everything.
And
so, guys...
I want to say something right here.
No,
I'd like to say something.
Go ahead, Martin.
Oh, really? You're going to stop me, huh?
I'll mute you.
Like
no, go ahead.
Go ahead. I did. Anyhow, I would like to thank everybody in the chat room for being so patient with us because of our little technical difficulties earlier this evening. And for those who we did not get your questions answered on our phone lines, it was just an absolute mob scene tonight. And if,
it's awesome
please.
To have that problem. It really is. And also, just to let you guys know, listeners and people in our chat room, any comments, questions, or concerns, you're more than welcome to email us at ordinarywomanwmn@gmail.com. Make sure you email us any comments, any questions, if you know of anyone that you think would be a great guest for our show, if you have a topic that you would like for us to cover on our Potpourri Hodgepodge night. More than welcome to email us, ordinarywomanwmn@gmail.com. On that note, we are almost out of time. So just to remind everybody, nothing is impossible to the willing heart. And please do not let anybody ever, ever, ever steal your dreams away. Mutton Man, what song do you have for us to segue us out of here?
Well, I was going to do, and I don't know if we did this one, but... I was going to do one of Amanda's songs. I wasn't lying. We did that one. Never mind. Let's go out with The Fighter. How about
here
that?
Here we go.
One?
Putting up a fighter with a fighter. All right, people, everybody have a great night. Looking forward to hearing from you guys.
Sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettled, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove. I'm a fighter, it's not an option to lose.